Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darryl Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Cash steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cash fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Thomason now playing left field. Darryl Evans now playing third base. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. McCovey moves to third. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garrett moves to second. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Halicki strikes out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cromartie moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Cromartie moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The slide. Carter applies the tag. Thomas is out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clark moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Mark Hill. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields the ball and throws to Carrigan covering. Safe. Sadek moves to second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Whitfield moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett is hit by the pitch. Del Unser pinch hits for Joe Carrigan. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Will McEnany now pitching. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McEnany fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to second. Gary Alexander pinch hits for Mike Sadek. Johnny Lemaster pinch runs for Tim Foley. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Vic Harris pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomason strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.